Tommy Klayim Dafnun Zion. We left off a little bit in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara tries to understand when we say that the Mishnah's case, if there's an embankment higher up, 10 tefachim higher than the field on the bottom where the kerem is on the bottom, so it separates the two, and you can't, and they don't come together, starve together, and therefore you only have one row, and if you can plant six tefachim. If it's less within 10 tefachim, then it becomes like one row. Rambam tries to understand, does the rows mean the embankment, or does it mean the actual beginning of the kerem? What are we referring to? Which part are we talking about as the 10 tefachim? They start from the vineyard itself, from the embankment, the wall, or from the actual vineyard, the kerem itself? So the Gemara says, had a question, Gemara didn't really answer which way to go. So Gemara over here had time. We looked at a braisa, trying to miyashiv. Shtei shuros madrega. You have two rows that are planted on a madrega, on a step, on an embankment, on an elevation. So if you have a space of 10 tefachim, then we say they're not mistarev together. Islach ha-meimer, you possibly say, the braisa is telling you, and that it's 10 tefachim means that it's gavoya madrega v'lo gavoya shua. It means only the embankment is 10 tefachim, but the row itself is not 10 tefachim. That can't be. You know, if you're telling me that the Mishnah, you're trying to understand what the case is referring to, you think it's possible to say that the embankment is 10 tefachim, but the row itself is less than 10 tefachim? That can't be. So we're telling you, really, when we say the row is a higher level, it's more than 10, it means not just the embankment, but the row itself is higher than 10. And really, that's why it's not mistarev together. The Chavurah, the Braisa is teaching us that it's not mistarev together as one, even if it's just the row is extended, not only the embankment itself, but even the row itself is elevated. The Chavurah, that's the pshat, the Gemara says, to him Yashiv yesterday, Shaila. So Gemara says, Ramana. Gemara says, 1 second. The Mule telling me that the Lok is talking about it means the row, not the embankment itself. Faith to Gemara, I learned in the Mishnah, it says in Aloka, we established already before that the Gabi, the embankment. Gemara says, the Braisa said that what? That the Kol Oysan Asorah Tefachim Shemadrego, all the 10 Tefachim of the slope of the embankment, also some Gemokan pronouncement, each one considered a space by itself. Nothing to do with the field, not the lower field, the upper field, just the embankment itself has its own Aloka. So we see that we talked about the embankment, that we say you can't bring a raya, that the Mishnah, when we raya from Lashon of the Braisa, that our Mishnah is speaking about where it's the 10 tefachim from the ground, not from the embankment, not from the thing itself, not from the embankment, from the gefanim themselves. That is no raya, because we'll tell you, Gemara says, Ramana says, maybe it tells you that all of them together, well, 10 tefachim, also mokum the asma. They gave it a din of its own separate place, and nothing to do with the upper and the lower. They made a separate, like a third area. And the Braisa is talking about that area, so that did not mistarev together to the one lower and top. But makes no raya from here that we're talking about the case of the Mishnah. You have one that's lower and higher, and it's within 10 tefachim, but the embankment makes it higher, but the thing itself is within 10 tefachim. There's no proof one way or the other that you want a medayik from the Braisa, that it should be considered as if they're one on one level, and that it's going to starve together. That you don't have any, you have no raya in the Braisa, you can't bring a raya. That's what the Braisa is talking about. And next, Lamaila, says the Merfel. It's not that you can't bring a raya, Lamaila, Lamata, Eliyans, but only for that thing itself, you can't bring a raya to the Gemara we tried to do before, in the end of yesterday's daf. So that's the Gemara. Marat Shaila. Yeah, Tamatim, we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah in Shabbos, that Azarek Abba Amos Bekoisa. Person throws four amas set against the wall, but just a rabim, the ma'ala ma'asot v'alchem azorek b'avir. If you throw the ma'ala ma'asot v'alchem azorek, it's stuck in the ground, in the air. And merely therefore, you know, it's a Shabbos, because you have to have a kiyun anokha. And you have to move it and put it down. And since it's stayed the ma'ala ma'asot v'alchem on the wall, that's not considered anokha, and therefore the anokha would be, you're not chayiv in that. Mar says, but it did asorek v'alchem, but you threw it, if you went ahead, and if Lamaila Me'at Tvachim said it's like you threw it in the air, there's no Anacha, there's no Kirva Anacha. But if it's Lamati Me'asar Tvachim, Zorik Baritz. If you did it Lamaila, Lamati Me'asar Tvachim, you look as if you threw it on the ground, which means that it's a Kir and Anacha, and on that you will be Chayiv. And on that you're going to be Chayiv. That is the Halacha of the Gemara, that the what's considered the close to the ground is the ground, and higher than that is going to be considered the avir. So the Gemara says that would be the halacha, telling you the gabi the din of whether it's considered on a slope, whether it's considered 102. Whereas it depends on matami asar or not, gezerik ba'aretz or not. That's the criteria of whether you can be starved with it or not. Says the Gemara of Chizdama, talking about a case where a person measures 4 amos on their lachasan, on their diagonal. Where the exact amos are. So now the question is you want to go ahead and what's the halacha, the status of those dal amos? What's the halacha in order to separate from self and dinach shmir Shabbos? Shouldn't be over hatzah. He made a moedel lachasan, he made it for a special thing, and they protect sure that they watch what he did. They watch what he owns. I mean, merely therefore, the halacha would be it's considered as if it's considered one field, one considered one karam, and it would be considered aser. You have whichever way you go. So the Gemara, the Ein Sof Eliyari, when you say you throw it against the wall, it remains lamaila. It's very much part of the higher part. The Ma'amar Tzachut, that's not part of the field. Gemara says 1 second. Ein Sof Eliyari, but it's not going to go down. Eventually, it's going to fall down. So therefore, what are you telling me? You throw it on the wall. That your halacha is that your lamaila, because you throw on the wall, it's not over. When you throw on the wall, it's going to come down. It's going to fly down. It's going to go down. And once it goes down, it's considered one. And now it's within asar tefachim. It should be considered asar. And nikvi should be chayiv. Since it goes ahead and it falls down, so the cover is considered if he's made an akir v'anacha. And it's talking to be asar. So when it says, v'chir v'shem yokonan, tiftar sha'isa d'vela shmei nevducha. We're talking about cases where, the Mishnah's been a case where you had a the thing we're talking about is you had a sticky cake filled with figs. Gemara says, and there, when you throw it against it, Gemara says, it sticks to the wall when you throw it against it. So merely therefore, you since it doesn't fall to the ground, it remains lamaila. Then look how the person who put it there is considered is usher. When it goes to lamata, then it goes to the ground, we consider it as if one. It goes down, even when you throw it, it was still high up, but eventually it goes down. But here, where it remained lamaila, then look is, it's because it's stuck lamaila, then look is, when you say it's not going to come to the ground, then the look is that the person who threw it is considered, that's considered the akira anacha and his chayiv. So the Gemara as a shayla of Yochanan lay had the armor b'shipua madregel mamaton. The Mishnah tells us that you can't go ahead. The slope of the thing is like the slope of the embankment. It's like the Gemara says that they is madregel kamata is like the lower field. The Gemara says, which means what? It means that we know that the luck is divided up into the fields has to be where it's considered part of the wall. It's considered part of one space. But over here, we're talking about two different things, two different spaces. One has been considered where the kashivas, what it is, it's considered part of a wall. Is it considered part of the ground? What exactly is it considered? So the Kabbalah says that it's a big difference. So we don't know what the halacha is. When you throw it against the wall, what's the halacha? So Amalei, Yossi said, tell them we looked at the Mishnah. Another Mishnah. We looked at the Mishnah, Zariyana, Nanam, and Andrega. You have things planted, can benefit from the slope, from the angle. Which means that if you have the things of the ground, you have the vines that are holding back the earth from coming out. So maybe that's considered valuable. It's doing something. It's performing. It's doing something. It's doing what it's supposed to do. So we're saying, come on, same thing over here. It's right for people, normally common for people to go ahead and blow against the wall. And the Mar says that the thing will become foreign. Mar says, and the benefelos, and therefore will be considered fell to the ground, because otherwise you to do what you have to do. Since we say it's going to fall to the ground, we look at it as if it's considered now in the ground, in the middle of shvisa, it's considered yours. It's considered you have a chiluk in it. So the Gemara says, either I'm showing you Shem Shchur, the Yochum would have been there in the case of the Mishnah. There would be a little crack in the wall, which when it says when it came when it would happen, when it would be thrown out, Nena Menachur, the subject would benefit from the chur, from the hold. It was benefit that there's enough of an area. Gemara says, with that considered, part of it considered Menucha Shabbos. That's part of what we're talking about. Kashem, Shazor, Nenem, and Adrik. It's like the plants are Nena from the slope. So too, going to be Nena from the wall, and then the slope that we had. So merely, it would come out that both sheetahs would come out that there's no vast Nafkamina, But the Gemara is telling you that the bushes are there, and that the Gemara says to Enochanami that it's considered like a low ground, like it's part of the rest of the ground, and it's mustarved together. Look, that's the way the Gemara says. The Gemara says, let's see, if we have an answer to Shaila, Shteginos, about two ginos, two gardens, one on top of the other. Taktonos, Karev, the lower one was made like a vineyard, but Leonos, the other wasn't made like a vineyard. So yes, Elyona, that's your Magaliavir. So you can go ahead and you can plant so in the front, one in the Elyona, until he reaches the Magaliavir, until he reaches the airspace of the tent. Because that airspace is considered what's Machayev him. And male, therefore, when you reach in that space, it can't be matter, it's usher. So the Gemara says, there's a brisa telling us that the slope of an embankment is like the lower field itself, that whatever we say would happen on the top happens on the bottom, and maybe therefore it would be considered as if it's an important brisa to tell you that in a chanami that's it separates them from the ground, it has to be together with it's where it comes apart as one unit, but not where it's going to be separated. So the Gemara says, Amalei. He said to him, I said, Rechia, but it gives me, Hakerem. When it goes ahead, Gemara says, when you get the slope for the two, Gemara says, Hakerem. But both farm plants that were put into the space were considered Asur, so two over here would be considered Asur. It'd be considered Asur. It's next to what we're trying to do, but it does make it into a climb, to a Neschaivus, to an Akrayus. So the Gemara says, Aliyah is like a Karen. The upper one is playing like a Karen. The bottom one is not made like a Karen. You go ahead, you can sew the lower one together with the top one. Until you go ahead and give them until you reach the base of the grapevines. And there you can go. So that's when you have the growth. But until then, you're able to go into the whole area. And you got to go into the whole area. And it's all considered a din of what we were saying before, that you mechazek holding on to the balance of what the goal of service is telling you. So the Gemara said, same over here. So consider both one. We consider it as if it's one, didn't resolve the shy that you had over the last week and the last few days. The notum laharuk, but because it's a foreign plant, so we say that it's considered usher, it does not allow it to clean out, it does not become mutter. The top of one was made like a carom, vineyard, because I know it's a carom. Sarah says, Pekos a nigger, change it around. The mix and change of tachonim is madrega. Until you go ahead, you have the gefanim. You have the place where the base of where the children are, and that goes into a responsibility into what into how much we're able to go ahead and harvest and how long it would go last for. We're very much in question by some of these different opinions in the Gemara, these shivis in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to clarify. I mean, you used to look at any gefanim. We're not saying the halakha of the brisa. We're saying is you can't go so until you have the gefanim. You have the base of the gefanim. Alamata the sosha, but only about selecting three. That halakha, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. Sewing above that is forbidden. But otherwise, in that, it'd be considered asar. So culture when you lamata miyatsara, it should be considered okay. So the Gemara says, Kani the kana. You want to say we have a brisa. Shrashe peya, the roots of a peya. Notice the pesul sukkah abe amos geshami. It enters into four dalmas of a karnus. Lamata mishosha the korban. Rather more three tefachim below what's considered the tefachayim. Shteigilos abezuta. So same thing. You have two roofs, one on top of each other. Gemara says same halacha apply. Takhtona suya karam elyona. Gemara says same thing. The bottom one is considered part of the vineyard. Well, Yonah and Asuka, but the top one's not considered part of the vineyard. So Rabbi Yonah says, you can go ahead and plant the bottom one until you reach the atmosphere of the tenth falcon above the vineyard, that becomes Asur. But otherwise it becomes Mutter. Otherwise it's Mutter. So Gemara says, the Bryce is now telling us the halacha that a rope of an embankment so like hangs over the lower fields, that's considered as separated. But if you bring them together, it's considered like one. So Gemara says, the Chaira, that's what the Gemara is telling you. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara tell you in such a way you can do it in a way where you could set up the slope, set up the angle where the luck is considered not a private matter. It's considered something that's Maisim Chol Yom. That's done every day to come up with these type of formulas. So the Gemara says, no, you bring a ripe, Nemelei, Seir Set Reu Konabayiya, the Yisr of going ahead and bringing the things drawn mechutzar to go bring things that are will be considered usher. That's less intense for him. Is very hard to prosecute for. Mikandre Mandala Tavaram. So we say that because they had the foreign things that went into the secular airspace, it's the airspace of the Kerem, it's going to be usher. The same thing is like over there, so it's going in, it's also going out. And that would be considered the usher. The Gemara says that we talked about by Irakos, we talked about that would be considered an area that's important to go into. The Gemara says, therefore, we will consider it as one until we hear otherwise, until we're given an understanding of why we should be mocked, why should we agree the other way around, and before the summer, before Yantar, and maybe we'll be able to know how to maneuver these particular halachos. We'll continue from here, Hashem, tomorrow.